Now's the perfect time to get your Chevy ready for that next road trip with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. When it comes to service, no one knows your Chevy better. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Ah, yes, 720 WGN. Weather on the ooze with WGN TV weather producer Bill Snyder. And all I have to say, Bill, is please make it stop, Bill.
Yeah.
Will you just make it stop?
Oh, I know.
Wow.
You know, John, happy Thursday, by the way. We're back. We're back on our normal schedule again. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you're right. Make it stop is right. I mean, this has been, this has been quite the season so far in terms of rainfall, severe weather, the whole nine yards. It really has been something. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, just take a look at the news and the coverage of storm damage, and there's your answer.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There's no question. And you know, yesterday, you know, all indications were that we were headed for another extremely rough day across the area, and fortunately we were spared, but unfortunately our friends down in central Illinois were not. And it appears, you know, there were several tornadoes that touched down in downstate Illinois, including one in the Effingham and Charleston Mattoon area and Tutopolis, which they are surveying at the moment. But oh man, it was pretty the pictures that have come out of there, the rubble, it was bad. Really, really bad.
Well, I didn't have anything extreme happen, luckily, around my home. But the change was dramatic.
Oh, I know.
From like the morning to the afternoon.
Yeah, it was warmer, right, John?
Yeah. And then it starts winds blowing.
Yep.
And then rain's falling.
Right.
And, repeat. Repeat or whatever.
Yeah. And you know, parts of our area got quite a soaking too yesterday, John. I mean, if you look at some of the heavier totals, I mean, Park Forest, 2.65 inches, Dyer, Indiana, 260, Frankfort, 236, Flossmoor, 223. That's a respectable amount of rain. And there was some localized flooding in those areas. So it concentrated on the south and southeastern part of the city. And yet you look at our two official airports in Chicago, both at Midway and O'Hare. Midway came in with about 85 hundredths of rain, and O'Hare only 68 hundredths. So the amounts were considerably higher as you went south and east of Chicago. And this was, you know, one of the factors, which was interesting, John. The rain that fell yesterday morning and that, you know, continued into early afternoon was a huge factor in why our area was spared of the worst storms.
Hmm.
Yeah. So what happened was, we call that an MCS. And MCS stands for Mesoscale Convective System, which is a band of strong thunderstorms that extends over a large part of the area, large swath, I should say, of the Midwest. So they developed across Iowa, brought destructive winds. We had wind gusts in parts of Iowa with that early morning system, John, of over 90 miles per hour. And that's what typically happens. It's a bowed line of winds that gush out of that storm. And so it segued from Iowa into west central Illinois. And we were kind of on the eastern fringe of it, but, we were still the beneficiary of moderate rain. And what happened is that MCS cluster, it hung on longer than may have, initially thought than some of our models thought, actually. And so the fact that it carried over into the early afternoon, and what happened was it pushed a warm front further south. So, the warm front was the focal point of where the destructive storms developed, you know, the tornadic producing thunderstorms. And so the indications were, you know, in some of our models, and even a day before or 2 days before, that front was going to be draped kind of right over the I-80 corridor, which would potentially have brought some really nasty storms to our southern suburbs from, say, Ottawa, LaSalle, Peru, to portions of Grundy County, Morris, Kankakee, and then of course into Northwest Indiana. But what happened was that MCS and it pushed that frontal boundary farther south. So the focus was again across central Illinois, and my goodness, there were as much as 60,000 people without power. The tornado that touched down in Effingham, John, it was a 12 mile path that tornado. So that's a long, what we call a long track tornado. So that it saved us from seeing the worst of the weather that we could have had. And I mean, we're still reeling after last Thursday when we had, we had 21 tornadoes.
I mean, we're not even out of that and get hit again.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, again, you feel for those folks down in Central Illinois because they were really hard hit, and a lot of damage. You know, Charleston, damage at Eastern Illinois University, damage to a grade school down there that they're going to be recovering from. But you know, we still have parts of our area, especially in Northwest Indiana, Maryville, that are recovering from just last Thursday. So it has been quite a stretch. And what's interesting, John, if you look at the numbers, these are really eye-catching. And again, you know, you put a caveat to this because I think we calculate tornadoes a little bit more differently than we did many years ago. But this really puts it all in perspective. So in a typical year across the state of Illinois, we would see about 54 tornadoes, okay? Mm-hmm. We are now, and this is unofficial because we're still tallying reports here, but ballpark number here, we are at about 150, and it's only June. June 17th.
That's an amazing statistic.
Yeah, and get this, the all-time record here in Illinois was set just 2 years ago in 2024, 142. So,
man.
So we have on June the 18th already set a by the 18th. Unofficially set a state record here in Illinois, and we've got what? How many more? Five months plus left in the year to go, and
absolutely.
So there's every reason to believe that with what's gone on so far, we could be over 200 tornadoes by the end of the year, and we're literally rewriting the record books. And what else is interesting? I was talking to state climatologist Trent Ford down in Champaign area. And this is an interesting stat. So we've now had four consecutive years statewide where we've had 100 or more tornadoes. If you look at the period 1950 to 2022, so that's, we're talking about more than seven decades worth of data there. The number of years combined through that period to produce 100 or more tornadoes, four.
Whoa.
And we've done it 4 years in a row.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
That is...
Yeah.
You know, I certainly don't understand the conditions that need to occur for all of that, and I'm glad you're around to tell us.
I know.
Frankly, I'm sure everybody else is too.
Right. Right. But it just shows you how much more active our weather has been in recent years. And again, as I said, you know, we've gotten, thankfully, I mean, although this year, I mean, look at classic case and Knox, Indiana and, Maryville. And of course, down in Streeter, those were strong tornadoes. You know, a lot of these tornadoes are dubbed EF0s. And again, not to sugarcoat it because an EF0 tornado can still produce damage. It's just not quite as extensive as some of their stronger tornadoes are. But it's really remarkable the increase in the last several years, and our statewide average, we just blew it out of the water. But what's even more remarkable, John, and I really, this is a testament, I think, to not just what we do here at WGN and on WGN Radio, but my other meteorological colleagues, and of course the folks at the National Weather Service, who do a tremendous job issuing warnings well in advance now with the technology that we have at our disposal and smartphones and so forth, getting the word out. But all these tornadoes, John, no fatalities.
You know, you mentioned smartphones.
Yeah.
My phone literally, and I'm sure many other people have had the same experience.
Yeah.
It was... At first, I didn't know, I couldn't put my finger on what that noise was, and it was loud, and it was continuous, and it had warning after warning after warning, which is, you know, which is a great development, if you ask me. I mean, you're walking around with something in your pocket that's going to tell you what's going to happen.
Right. And, you know, our biggest fear here, and when, you know, when it comes to getting the word out to folks, is when we have, you know, destructive nighttime storms, you know? I mean, when people are asleep, that is the biggest concern, because if you're asleep, you have to either have a NOAA weather radio, which, you know, you can program to, they're not that expensive either. They're literally, you're talking about $30, $40, something like that. But a NOAA weather radio, you can program it to specifically only design for where you live or where you're located at the time. And those go off in the middle of the night if you're, you know, if you're sleeping and you have no other way of finding out if a tornado might be, you know, encroaching your airspace in your area. It's great to have. It's NOAA weather radio or, you, again, like you said, smartphones to be able to, you know, to find out what's going on, when severe weather strikes your area.
You know, we're heading into, a weekend that includes Father's Day. What
yeah,
all
it's
that
summer,
like?
John. How about that? Yeah. Summer. 3:24 a.m. You know, I'm Sunday ready. Morning, 3:24. We're hosting a party here in the weather office. It's BYOB, but you know, you know, we're gonna have a what? No, I'm just. It's 3:24. The sun is at its highest point in the sky. We have our longest day of the year on Sunday. We're, you know, daylight is more than 15 hours, about 15 hours and 13 minutes, which is more than 6 hours longer than our shortest day. How about that? So
yes, indeed,
it's great news. And now I wish I could tell you that Father's Day was going to be a beautiful day, but we got another one of these wet weather systems. It's crazy, John. So let's focus on the positives. We got a beautiful day coming up tomorrow. You know, we're talking about, you know, nearly unlimited sunshine throughout the day. Comfortable temperatures will be in the mid to upper 70s, low humidity, just a beautiful, beautiful day. And it's very strong sun. So I should caution, you know, you don't think that on a day like that where it's not 85 or 90 degrees that you can't get a sunburn. But the fact is, Dr. Brian Schultz, who provides us that data for years, tells me that tomorrow will feature, up to this point, the strongest sun intensity so far this year. So at 1 o'clock, which is peak time, it'll take, you know, it'll take you only 18 minutes to get a sunburn if you're not, you know, if you don't use proper protection. So how about that?
Well, summer is here.
That's what
you got to do.
So, so we're going to have a beautiful day tomorrow, John, and we'll see the clouds increase tomorrow evening. There's another weak disturbance, not expecting a big deal, but, we'll have another little band of showers move through the air, swing through the area tomorrow night. So probably looking at 9, 10, 11 midnight, somewhere in that time frame. But it won't be much. So they'll come in and they'll exit the area before daybreak Saturday. And we've got a gorgeous day on Saturday. So, we're talking about partly sunny skies, breezy, and temperatures about 80 degrees, but humidity is still very comfortable. So it'll be a very, you know, be a gorgeous day. However, the clouds will increase on Saturday night ahead of Father's Day. So if you got Father's Day plans outdoors, it's best to do those early in the morning. It looks like we're going to have rain overspread the area towards lunchtime, and we'll be dealing with on and off rain and thunderstorms, and it could be heavy at times during the afternoon and evening on Father's Day. So I wish all the dads out there, I wish I had better news for you. You might have to roll the grill into the garage to protect from getting wet. It'll be cooler due to the rain and cloud cover, John. So we're looking at only a high in the low 70s on Father's Day, but that moves out, and then we have some gorgeous weather to start the week next week. So we're looking at low to mid 70s Monday and Tuesday, and another weak weather disturbance on Wednesday could bring some light showers, but no big deal. But what's interesting about this whole pattern, no sign of hot weather. So I know there are some folks out there that enjoy the heat. Others are saying, you know what, keep it away. I like it comfortable and saving a lot of money on my air conditioning bill because it's comfortable. And there's good news for those folks because there is no sign of any sustained heat in our near future and probably for the rest of the month. So how about that? You know, time of the year, it could
amazing.
Be 95 degrees and we're talking about highs in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's amazing, right?
Well, it's unusual, but it's comfortable.
It is comfortable.
Yeah.
Absolutely, John. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what transpires weather-wise between now and
next week?
Thursday.
That's right.
Who knows?
But right. We'll, who knows? But I'll be monitoring it.
And I'll be waiting for you right about here next Thursday.
And John, I want to wish you a happy early Father's Day to you.
Well,
my
thank
friend.
You. Thank you very much.
Right I really I enjoy chatting with you every week. It's one of the highlights of my week. So this
oh,
is great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's
and
very nice.
Happy
of you
Father's
to say.
Day to all of our listeners out there that are dads as well.
Very well said. Thank you, Bill.